Sligo Chamber of Commerce has launched this year's Business Excellence Awards, celebrating tourism, innovation, sustainability, skills, and further growth across Sligo businesses. The winners will be announced at the Chamber's annual dinner on Friday, March 7th, at the Radisson Blu Hotel and Spa in Sligo, across five award categories, including the first ever Tourism and Hospitality Award, sponsored by Fáilte Ireland. And here are the voices behind the sponsored awards.
Well, this award, it's the Local Enterprise Excellence Award. It's sponsored by ourselves and Leo Sligo. And it's for businesses that have benefited from some form of Leo support. That can be mentoring, financial support, training, any of our suites of supports.
And who can apply for this award?
So any businesses generally that have less than 10 employees and that are growing and expanding and doing great things in business.
And why is Leo support so important for helping small businesses grow and create jobs here?
The local enterprise office, we're a first-stop shop for small businesses in County Sligo, and we have a range of different supports targeted at small businesses' needs. These include training supports, training programs in finance, AI, and HR. We have a core Start Your Own Business program for businesses, people who are thinking of starting up in business. We have mentoring supports, a panel of over 50 mentors with a host of different skills and expertises. We have a number of different productivity supports, our lean program, our green consultancy program, and our digital for business program. And we have a host of grants, that's direct financial aid for small businesses, feasibility study grants, priming grants for businesses that are less than 18 months in existence, business expansion grants for businesses that are growing and expanding into new international markets. We also have grants for businesses who are attending trade fairs abroad. And we have two other relatively new grants, an energy efficiency grant for businesses that are improving or upgrading their equipment, and a Grow Digital grant, which is towards a range of different digital solutions that businesses want to implement in their business.
Nola Howe, Head of Enterprise and External Engagement at Atlantic Technological University. And really what we're trying to promote is that anybody can be an innovator, and innovation is a journey. And it's really to recognise people that are doing all types of innovation. It could be product development, it could be expanding a service, it could also be you're starting your digitalization journey and maybe you're on your way, or maybe you're developing new ways of working, implementing new systems. So there's lots of different types of innovation that we're trying to recognize.
And who might apply for this award?
I would say all types of businesses. I don't think anybody should lock themselves out of this. So it could be very small businesses, very large businesses. It could be startups, and it could be very established businesses. As I say, innovation is a journey, and you're doing new things at every stage of your business development, whether you're big or small. So I think everybody should be looking into this.
And how do partnerships between education and industry help drive innovation locally?
Well, I mean, the obvious one is there's delivering new inventions or new ideas through research and translating that into real world applications in industry and society. That's the most obvious one. But you could also have startups. You can have new companies developing new ideas and commercializing different areas of research. So that partnership between industry and universities is really, really important to gather both the ideas that are being developed in research and being able to translate that into real-world applications.
The Skillnet Award recognises businesses that place a real focus on developing their people, whether through training, upskilling or supporting staff to grow within the organisation. It's open to businesses of all sizes across all sectors. If an organisation has invested in training or skills development for its team, they're eligible to enter. It's not about the scale of the programme, it's about the commitment to developing people. This award gives businesses an opportunity to be recognised for something that's often happening behind the scenes, the work they do to support and develop their staff. So being part of the Chamber Awards will raise a company's profile locally and highlight them as an employer that values learning and development. It also sends a strong message to employees that the business is invested in their future and sees skills development as a priority. The awards really shine a light on all the positive work that's happening across the region.
Fulge Ireland are delighted to support Sligo Chamber with the first ever Tourism and Hospitality Award, which is going to highlight outstanding work within the tourism sector. It's also really going to showcase businesses that are really setting the standard and delivering exceptional visitor experiences here in Sligo. The award gives us a really good chance to celebrate the tourism and hospitality sector and to showcase the incredible work happening across the region. The award is open to any tourism provider, big or small, whether you're accommodation provider, food business, cultural or heritage attraction. If you play a role in welcoming visitors to Sligo, you're eligible. Judges will be looking for entrants who can demonstrate how they support the environment and the local economy through innovative approaches and the promotion of Sligo as a world-class destination on the Wild Atlantic Way.
My name is Daniel Cross and I'm the General Manager of the Radisson Blu Hotel and Spa in Sligo. We're absolutely delighted to be hosting the Sligo Chamber of Commerce Annual Gala Dinner and Business Excellence Awards here at the hotel. It's a fantastic event in the local business calendar and one we're very, very proud to be part of. Chamber Awards are such an important opportunity to celebrate the success, resilience and innovation of businesses across Sligo and the wider region. Hosting the event allows us to welcome so many local business leaders under one roof and showcase what Sligo has to offer as a destination for business, tourism and hospitality. As a hotel, we work closely with the local businesses and organisations all year round, so it feels very fitting to host an event that recognises excellence across so many sectors. Our team is really looking forward to delivering a memorable evening for everyone attending.
And recognition is massive when it comes to tourism and hospitality, and there's a new award. Tell me about this award.
Well, we're especially pleased to see the introduction of the new Tourism and Hospitality Excellence Award this year. Tourism and hospitality play such a vital role in the local economy, not just in terms of employment, but in how Sligo is experienced by visitors. It's great to see the contribution formally recognised, particularly after the challenges the sector has faced over the last number of years. This award really highlights the quality, professionalism and passion that exists across the industry locally. We're very much looking forward to March 6th and to welcoming the Chamber, nominees and guests of the hotel. It promises to be a wonderful evening celebrating local achievement and we're delighted to be part of it.